O Yahweh,
teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your command. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good.
Greetings and divine influence be with you, my Israelite kins family. Praise Yahweh for his son Yeshua, our healer and saving health. This is part 9 of Sickness vs. Health. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Sickness vs. Health is found in the Word Studies menu. Sicknesses, calamities, and afflictions are warning signs from Yahweh that you are wandering out of the way. We left off in the Gospel of Matthew and are seeing Yeshua healing all manner of sicknesses, diseases, and those being ordealized by demons. Many people were being afflicted by unclean spirits, and everybody was being molested by the day-walking Yiddish vampires in priestly robes, under the guise of Moses' law, stolen identity, and a usurped priesthood. They were not feeding the flock, they were devouring them. They were keeping them lost, sick, and walking in darkness with their perverted Judaism. The same problem in our churches today. Only most of the preachers are ignorantly devouring the sheep and leading them into the ditch because they were taught in error, and they're just repeating those errors. When Yeshua Christ brought the ultimate health care plan and the people were being healed, the Jewish infiltrated priesthood's grip on the people was broken. They were losing business and control because the people were investing in Hosanna care, which is free, natural, and effective treatment. No vaccinations, no prescriptions, no surgery, no side effects, and available 24/7, 365. You just need your true identity, a piece of humble pie, repentance, and a daily walk in the way. Let's continue in Matthew and witness more of the healing powers of Yeshua. It's time to wake up and get some healing. Yeshua, Yeshua, A woman healed, Matthew 9:18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And Yeshua arose, and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem, or tzitzit, of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole, or I shall be healed, or restored. Whole is G4982, sozo, a verb, and means to save, deliver, heal, preserve, restore, make whole. This word, sozo, is one of the several words translated as saved. The churches have taken all these words, which mean saved, and built their I'm saved doctrine around it. But none of the Hebrew and Greek words for saved and salvation mean what the churches teach. There is no such thing as getting saved or being saved. And there is nowhere in Scripture that teaches you get to choose to be saved or that you could declare yourself saved. You don't get to justify yourself. It's not up to you. It's up to Yahweh. The study on saved that is found in the Word Studies menu fully explains every verse and fully smashes the false and damning doctrine of what the churches teach about it. This woman did not think she was saved and booked for the rapture when she touched Christ's garment. She was healed. The meaning of the word sozo is mortal preservation. The account in Mark 5:29 reads, And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague, or scourge. Verse 22 of Matthew. But Yeshua turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Meaning, the belief of you has healed you. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew uses G4982, healed, and restored. Luke uses G2390, to free from sin. The account in Mark 5:34 reads, And he said unto her, Daughter, the belief of you has healed you. Go in peace, and be sound of thy scourge. Mark uses G5199, hugias, which means to be sound in the teaching which does not deviate from the truth. But the churches would have you believe she was saved. She was simply healed. Another note, she touched his tzitzit. The tzitzit is the fringes in the borders of the garment. Israelite men are commanded to wear these. It is a reminder to be set apart unto Yahweh and to do all the commandments, and he will be with you. The fringes are of 12 white ribbons and one blue. The white ribbons are the 12 Anglo-Saxon tribes of Jacob, whom the law was given to. The blue represents the Torah. Without the Torah, we have no righteousness, and our shame is seen as we become undone. The color, blue, also represents blueness of a bruise, which is what happens when we do not follow the commandments. This woman was aware of the tzitzit, the Torah, and who Yeshua was, because she was an Israelite that knew at least some of her heritage. She also had the belief, not the belief of what the Jew Pharisees were selling, or any other belief. Other beliefs cannot do what the belief can do. Yeshua heals one who was mute, Matthew 9:32. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man, possessed with a devil, meaning one being demonized. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out demons through the prince of the devils. The Jews were getting mad, because he kept undoing the harm which they did. The harvest is great, the laborers few. Matthew 9:35. And Yeshua went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the reign, and healing every sickness, or disease, and every disease, or bodily weakness, among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, or because they were faint-hearted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the master of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. In other words, Christ needed his apostles to share in the labor of spreading the word, to bring the people the truth which the Jews have covered over, to bring the healing, restoring, and encouraging message to the lost Israelites that were scattered and ailing because of the lies and counterfeit religion of the Jewish children of Satan. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness or disease, and all manner of disease or bodily weakness. The mission of the 12. Verse 5. These 12 Yeshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not in the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So why then do the churches teach that this message is for the Gentiles and to everybody? Because they are sick too. Their bodies are weak from being demonized by Jewish Jesus and his pill-pushing pimps in white coats and all the catfish and pork dinners. They have amnesia because they aren't taught their true identity and heritage and have identified as trans-Gentiles and are lost because many of them are the very descendants of the BC Israelites that were cast off for the very same things they themselves are doing now. Verse 7. And as you go, preach, saying, The reign of the heavens has drawn near. Heal the sick, or curing the ones being unfirm or infirm. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Or, you have received without paying, give without being paid. Infirm is the weakness or unhealthy state of the mortal body. Unfirm is a weak state, instability, the weakness of other things, as a wall, foundation, doctrine, of mind or soul. With knowledge comes understanding. With understanding comes health. Yeshua and his taught ones did not just heal physical infirmities. They healed their beliefs, restored their spirits, purged their brainwashing with truth. They brought them the word which was blurred and blended by the Jew Pharisees, and they slapped them with the truth, and the ones whose eyes were opened realized they have been kissed by Jewish lies. Yeshua and his taught ones were religious plungers, unclogging all the Jewish crap that was keeping the people stuck in apostasy. When Yahweh draws you and you respond, you will realize that even though you thought you were firm, you were in fact and in reality unfirm, and maybe even infirm because of it. The church's doctrine is unfirm, and many are infirm because of it. The man with a withered hand, Matthew 12:9. And when he departed from there, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal, or to be curing, on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day? Will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man worth than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days, or to do good, or ideally, on the Shabbat days. Exodus 23:5. If you see the ass of him that hateth you lying under his burden, and would forbear to help him, you shall surely help with him. Verse 13. Then says he to the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, or, and it was reconstituted, healthy and sound, like as the other. Do well is G2573, kalos, which means rightly, well, nobly, honorably, so that there shall be no room for blame. Doing good every day, being a Christian every day, this is what ideally means. It's always lawful to do well any and every day. That's ideally what the kingdom will be like. But the Jews don't keep Moses' law. They clearly didn't follow it or even know it, as shown above. The Jews may claim to keep the letter of the law, but it's mercy they know nothing about. Therefore, they shall never receive mercy. Yeshua taught keeping the law, but he also taught to show mercy. Verse 14. Then the Pharisees went out and held counsel against him, how they might destroy him. But when Yeshua knew it, he withdrew himself from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Mark 3:10 reads, For he had healed many, insomuch as they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many had had plagues, or many had scourges, or afflictions. Plagues is G3148, mastix, and means scourging, a calamity, discipline, or punishment from God. Matthew 12:22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, meaning one being demonized, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Yeshua tells his disciples that it is given to them and to those among the multitude that Yahweh draws to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to the rest it is not given. Matthew 13:13. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they, seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Yeshayahu, which says, By hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Heal is G2390, Ia Omahi, a verb which means to cure, to heal, to make whole, to free from errors and sins. Why wouldn't Christ want everyone who hears him and the message to understand it? Because he didn't come for everyone. He doesn't want to heal the ones that he came for that won't respond. He doesn't want to heal the ones that will not take root. And he doesn't want to heal the ones that get choked out by the desires of this world. Yahweh calls many, but few are chosen. Even in the days of Isaiah, the people heard the warnings and didn't listen. And when calamity and destruction came, they tried to repent in order to get healed. But judgment was already passed. Yahweh was not going to heal them, just to have to punish them with the inevitable punishment when they continued in their apostasy. Matthew 13:18. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that word which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Speaking about those just believers who do not grasp the truth of the word and are most susceptible to false doctrines. They hear the words and the wonderful history of our heritage, but they don't understand that what they learned from their denomination is actually not the word, and the history and heritage is not of the Jews. But when they accept those false beliefs and accept Haimi Jesus and identify as a trans-Gentile, then the word which was sown in his heart was replaced with a weed. Verse 20. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word, and at once with joy receives it. Those just believers that hear the word and receive it, meaning to take it on, to associate with it, to sincerely want to follow it, are joyous and proud of it. Well, that's the problem. They don't go further than that. They blindly believe one of the 33,000 versions which teach the opposite of the truth. Verse 21. Yet has he not root in himself, but lasts a little while, for when tribulation, or for when constriction, or pressing, or affliction, or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended, or by and by he is entrapped, or immediately stumbles. They became stuck in the Jewish matrix of deceit, brainwashed, trapped in their delusion. They shut down and reject you. They won't even look at the evidence. Their hearts and minds are now seared. They have become twofold children of Jewish Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Root in the Word comes only through study of the Word itself, along with practicing and doing it. The churches are just believers and not doers. They are ignorant of the true identity and heritage of the children of Jacob and have been tricked into believing Judeo-Christianity is Christianity. They are sick unto death. Verse 22. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this age and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful, or fruitless. These are the just-go-to-churchers, who just go because they basically have to. but all they are interested in is watching the game, beer, and pork chops, while the just believers are trying to get everybody saved. These guys are doing nothing, and that's actually better because the others are spreading their damning doctrines, bringing more new just believers into Jaime's army of the damned. Verse 23, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. What kind of fruit are we talking about here? Truth, repentance, a return to the way, Christian Israelite children answering the call, more witnesses to witness, and them bearing more witnesses, reconciliation of the family back into the fold, builders of the kingdom, doers of the word, restoring and making whole the members of the body who have been lost, scattered, and walking in darkness, adjusting the ones that are unfirm in the belief, and equipping them with the truth, supporting, encouraging, and praying for the infirm and the ones being demonized by false beliefs, and being an ideal true Christian example to those weaker and simple-minded kinsmen. That's the kind of fruit we're talking about. Feeding the 5,000. Matthew 14:13. When Yeshua heard of it, the beheading of John, he departed there by ship into a desert place apart, and when the people had heard, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Yeshua went forth, and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick, and he cured their ailing ones. The same account in John 6:2 reads, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased, that were the ones being unfirm and infirm. Sick is G732, arhrostos, and means without strength, infirm, weak, sick, ailing ones. John used G770, asthenēo, a verb, and means to be weak, feeble, without strength. Yeshua heals the sick at Gennesaret, Matthew 14:34. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, all the ones that were evilly ill. The account in Mark 6:56 reads, and wheresoever he entered, into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets. The sick meaning the ones being infirm and unfirm. Verse 36, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, tzitzith, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole, were saved, completely healed. Diseased in verse 35 is G2192, echo, a possessed kind of condition, and G2560, kakos, badly or evilly ill. The people of Gennesaret knew of the tzitzith and believed in the Messiah. They were evilly ill, because the shadow of the Jewish Talmudic Judaism was leaving everyone in a diseased condition. Perfectly whole is G1295, diasodzo, and means to cure, to heal, to preserve, to make perfectly whole. This is another one of the words which is translated as saved, in which the churches teach you that you can get or are saved. But the definitions and meanings and uses are all about mortal preservation. Yeshua can save you from your mortal troubles and illnesses, but he doesn't give you a passing grade until this mortal test is over. That's where all those ifs and thens come into play. The Canaanite Woman's Faith, Matthew 15:21. Then Yeshua went from there, and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts, and cried unto him, saying, Have compassion on me, O Master, you son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil, or evilly being demonized. Grievously is G2560, kakos, and means badly, physically or morally, amiss, miserably, evilly. Verse 23, But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Master, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Master, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Yeshua answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith, or great is the belief of you. Be it unto you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. That the woman was not an Israelite is obvious. And there are some Canaanites that do not have the serpent's blood in them, being of the posterity of Ham's son Canaan, who was a result of incest. The woman may also have been an Adamite woman living in Canaan. If this woman were a Jew, then it would not make no sense for Yeshua to cast a demon out of a demon, or that she would worship him, or would have the belief which only the children of Israel can understand and receive. Yeshua cures many people, Matthew 15:29. And Yeshua departed from there, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and others, and cast them down at Yeshua's feet, and he healed them. Insomuch as the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed to be whole, or sound, or well, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the Elohim of Yisrael. The account in Mark 7:37 reads, And were beyond measure astonished, saying, He has done all things well. Or, He has done all things ideally. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Whole, in verse 31 of Matthew, is G5199, hugias, and means well, sound, whole, healthy. It also means true in doctrine, or teaching which does not deviate from the truth. In verse 37 of Mark, he uses the word kalos, which means ideally. Christ was demonstrating the model of a true ideal Christian. They glorified the God of Israel, not Jewish Jesus and Lord Baal. This is all symbolic of living water that is Christ in the dry places. Dry, meaning without the Word. Without Christ, we are dry, dead bones. Today's churches are filled with the AD dry dead bone descendants of the same BC Israelites that were defiled by the same twice dead Jewish ancestors as today's Jewish descendants of them who still say they are Judah and are not, but are the synagogue of their father the devil, and have stolen our identity and poisoned all our people with Haimi Jesus and false promises of salvation. After Peter, James, and John his brother were shown a vision of the transfiguration of Moshe and Elijah on the mount, Matthew 17:10, and his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come?" And Yeshua answered and said unto them, "Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things." Sirach 48:10. Elijah, who was ordained for reproofs in their times, to pacify the wrath of Yahweh's judgment before it break forth into fury, and to turn the heart of the Father unto the Son, and to restore the tribes of Jacob. Yeshua goes on to tell them that John the Immerser came in the spirit of Elijah. It was John who was the last legitimate Levitical priest, and his commission was to cleanse what was left of the Israelite priesthood and prepare the final sacrifice, which was done when Christ came to Bethania beyond the Jordan. Christ's death reconciled the two houses of Judah and Israel and restored them to the covenant. It's not a new covenant, it's a renewed covenant. The old and new are one covenant with one people, Israelites. Restore is G600, apokathistemi, which means to reconstitute in health, home, or organization. Yahweh divorced our BC Israelite ancestors and scattered them. He destroyed the kingdom and the temple. When Christ came, he was reorganizing the AD descendants of the very BC people Yahweh cast off, because Christ is the fulfillment of the promise of regathering and restoring the tribes of Jacob. This is still going on because 99 sheep are still lost and need to be apokathistemied back into the fold. Yeshua cures a boy with a demon, Matthew 17:14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him, saying, "Master, have compassion on my son, for he is a lunatic, and sore vexed," or evilly vexed, "for oftentimes he falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him." Then Yeshua answered and said, "O faithless and perverse race, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me." The account in Luke 9:42 reads, "And as he was yet a-coming, the devil threw him down, and tear," or "violently convulses him." And Yeshua rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the child, and delivered him again to his father. Verse 18 of Matthew. And Yeshua rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured, or healed, from that very hour. Matthew uses therapeuo, and Luke uses ia omahi. They both mean to heal. Therapeuo means to do service, relieve, restore to health. Ia omahi means to free from errors, make whole. The phrase in verse 17, "faithless and perverted race," is a remark about the children of Israel, who were faithless and perverted because of the fake Jew news and traditions of Jews, which, having usurped authority in the kingdom, had led the Israelite Judeans away from the true instruction from true education in the Word, into a condition of errors and misconceptions, demon possession, and all sorts of ailments. Yeshua explains how unless you be converted and turn back again and become as a little child with a clean mind, eager to learn and humble, you will not enter the reign of the heavens. He goes on to warn anyone who causes one believing in him to stumble. Well, you know what he's going to do to them. He's going to give them some concrete boots and throw them in the river. The Parable of the Lost Sheep, Matthew 18:10. Take heed that you despise not one of the little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Do you ever give thanks for the angels that watch over us? It's an ideal thing to pray for. Tobit 12:15. I am Raphael, one of the seven holy messengers, which present the prayers of the saints, and which go in and out before the glory of the Holy One. Verse 11 of Matthew. For the Son of Adam is come to save, or for the Son of Adam is come to heal, restore, make whole that which was lost. Save is G4982, sozo, a verb, and means to save, deliver, heal, preserve, make whole. What was lost? Lost, in Greek, is apolumi. It means to put away in punishment, exiled, separated. When Yahweh divorced Israel because of their disobedience, in 745 BC when the Assyrians came a-knockin', they were separated from his blessings. They were punished, captured, scattered in the wilderness for 2,520 years, until when he regathered the 12 tribes in 1776. A nation born in a day, Isaiah 66:6. The whole Bible is one book about the life, law, trials, and times of the tribes of Yisrael. It's important to have a healthy understanding of your history and heritage. Matthew 21:14, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the Jewish chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they, the Jewish chief priests and scribes, were sore displeased, and said unto him, Do you hear what these say? And Yeshua said unto them, Yea, have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise. Imagine a natural cure comes along and heals everything. Do you think the medical industry would be happy and praise it? Well, the Edomite Jews were the medical and religious mafia back then, just as they are today. They would not praise it. They would suppress the truth and destroy the evidence, and anyone else who tries to bring it forth. Yeshua was speaking to the Edomite Jew Pharisees in a parable of the wicked tenants who killed and stoned the master's servants when they came to receive the fruits of the vineyard. When he sends his son, they killed him too. Matthew 21:40. When the master, therefore, of the vineyard comes, what will he do unto those husbandmen? They, the Jewish scribes and Pharisees, say unto him, He will miserably, or he will evilly destroy those wicked men, and will lease out his vineyard unto another husbandman, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. The Greek reads as, Evil ones, evilly he shall be destroying them. The Geneva reads, He will cruelly destroy those wicked men. They were talking about themselves and didn't even know it. persecutions foretold. Yeshua warns not to be deceived or led astray by the up-and-coming false preachers and denominations, that the truth will wind up being a minority and the world will be against you. Matthew 24:9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, or pressed, or oppressed, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Affliction from men for the truth's sake equals reward from Yahweh. The trustworthy or the untrustworthy slave. Matthew 24:45. Who then is a trustworthy and wise servant, whom his master has made ruler over his household, or has made administrator over attendants of him, to give them the measure of grain in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, shall find so doing. Household is G 23:22, therapia, and means service, attendance, medical service, household service. When Yahweh opens your eyes and gives you understanding, you are chosen to be a trustworthy servant and witness to others, to be of service and give attendance to those who have ears to hear. It's ideally what being a true Christian is. Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Adam shall come in his glory, and all the set-apart messengers with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the society. For I was a-hungered, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, or I was infirm, or I was infirm, and you visited me. And I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Master, when saw we you hungered, and fed you, or thirsty, and gave you drink? When saw we you a stranger, and took you in, or naked, and clothed you? Or when saw we you sick, or infirm, or infirm, or in prison, and came unto you? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. He's talking about our kinsmen, what we do unto them. Verse 41. Then shall he also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his messengers. For I was a-hungered, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, or infirm, or infirm. And in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they answer him, saying, Master, when saw we you a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or infirm, or infirm? Or in prison, and did not minister unto you? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Sick in these verses is G 770, asthenio, a verb, and G 772, asthenos, an adjective, and means to be weak, feeble, without strength, unfirm, or infirm. Infirmness is the weakness or unhealthy state of the mortal body. Unfirmness is a weak state, instability, the weakness of other things as a wall, a foundation, of mind or soul, and of doctrine. All denominational Christianity are unfirm doctrines. Matthew 26:40. And as he came unto his disciples, and found them asleep, and said unto Peter, What, could you not watch me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into trial. The spirit is indeed eager, but the flesh is weak, or the flesh is feeble, unfirm, or infirm. In Matthew and the same accounts of Mark, Luke, and John, we see Yeshua healing sicknesses, disease, bodily weaknesses, paralytics, and people being demonized. He teaches us to act ideally, which is doing well, as a true Christian who has knowledge and understanding and obedience, to witness as a model of blamelessness. The Roman centurion's servant was healed because they had the right belief. Yeshua fulfills the sayings of Yeshayahu by bearing the bodily infirmities and moral unfirmness of his people. He heals the Gadarene demoniacs, forgives the sins of a paralytic, and heals him. The Jewish Pharisees did not heal the sick, rather kept them sick through false doctrine. Yeshua called the sick to repentance and made them who responded whole. An Israelite woman touches his tzitzit and is healed, showing that there is a direct connection between knowing the law and health. Yeshua taught his gospel in the synagogues and healed them there, because they were not teaching his gospel and were teaching the bad news of the fake Jews, which destroyed the mind, body, and soul. Yeshua gives his disciples the power to heal and commands them not to go to the Gentiles, but rather to the lost sheep of Israel, the AD descendants of the very people who were cast off in the BC days. Yeshua heals on the Sabbath day, which is lawful to do good on, but not according to the Jews, because they are satanic legalists who lack heart, spirit, and mercy. Yeshua speaks in parables to the multitudes because he knows most of them will convert just to be healed, and then quickly return to their sinful lives afterwards. He heals more evilly sick people made ill by Jewish spells and incantations and falsehood. The spirit of Elijah is put on John the Immerser, who was sent to prepare the way to restore the tribes of Jacob. Yeshua explains that you must be humble, clean, and fresh-minded as a child in order to be converted, and anyone who causes one such child to stumble will sleep with the fishes. That Yeshua came to heal that which was lost. Lost being punished and cast off, which is not the church or Gentiles, but rather is the lost Israelites from the BC banishment. The Jews hated Christ for healing all the people they worked so hard to make and keep sick. Yeshua's trustworthy servants will always be found doing, attending to the household of God. Unless you are strengthening the sick and poor, the infirm in body, and the unfirm in mind and doctrine, then you are not serving Yahweh. It's all about brotherly love and edification of the body. Building the kingdom, maintaining the household of Yahweh through the sound doctrine which promises health and blessings, strengthening the infirm in belief, and bringing the healing truth to those who are infirm, walking in the way daily, deepening our knowledge and understanding daily, and praising Yahweh without ceasing. For He loves us so much that He gives us everything we need, when we need it. If you are being afflicted by society, the system, or the world, then you are doing right in the sight of Yahweh. If you are being afflicted by Yahweh, then you are most likely doing wrong in the sight of Yahweh. And if you were wise and believe the examples being demonstrated throughout these scriptures, then you know it's time to check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's time to examine if you be in the truth. It's good to be afflicted, so that you may learn His commands, and know that the Father afflicts those whom He loves.
Afflictions are appointed. James Smith, Comfort for Christians. He will certainly accomplish what He has decreed for me, and He has many more things like these in mind. Job 23:14. The trials of time were appointed in eternity. He who chose us unto eternal life also planned the path by which we are to reach it. Nothing ever happens to us by chance. Our little trials, our great troubles, our heavy crosses, our painful losses are all a part of God's plan. Nor did He plan afflictions for us merely haphazardly. He planned them because He saw that we needed them. He intended to make them rich blessings to us. Every cross is a mercy. Every loss is a gain. Every trouble is a blessing. And every trial is a seed of joy. We shall be better in the future for what we suffer now. If we sow in tears, we shall reap in joy. A wet spring will introduce a glorious harvest. Many of our present tears will crystallize into pearls and will be an ornament to us in glory. And not only so, but the same love which planned our trials also provides strength to bear them. Our choicest comforts will flow from them. Time reveals what God planned in eternity, and eternity will reveal what God had in view in all the trials of time. Let us then bear our afflictions with patience and seek grace to honor God in all that we suffer, as well as by all that we do. If we keep our eye fixed on glorifying God, He will order and arrange everything that happens to us, so that it shall work for our good. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. The darkest clouds shall bring showers of blessings, and our sharpest pains shall only introduce us to the sweetest joys. Gracious
Yahweh,
help me not only to submit to Your appointments, but to be pleased with them, so pleased that if the turning of a straw would alter them, I would not turn it. Oh, give me grace to rejoice in my afflictions, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them.
It was good for me to be afflicted, that I might learn Your decrees. The law from Your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and